Step 4. Great marketers tell stories we believe. Are you a marketer? I think you are. I think you have an idea you'd like to see spread. I think you'd like people to join your church, vote for your candidate, ask you out on a date, or even offer you a job. If you've got employees, I bet you'd like them to do more of what you're hoping they'll do. If you're applying for a loan, I bet you're hoping you'll get it. Every day, all of us market. Some of us are really lousy at it, and worse, believe the reason for our failure is some sort of intrinsic inadequacy. It's not. You're just not good at telling stories. Yet. Why do you buy a book? What a weird business. People buy books, millions of them every year, without knowing what's inside. In fact, the only way people know for sure if they're going to like a book is to read that book, at which point it is unnecessary to actually buy a copy. It's not just books, of course. People buy a car or a stove or a house after just a cursory run-through. We vote for a presidential candidate without saying, "Why not run the country for a month and then we'll see?" Consumers pretend that they're rational and careful and thoughtful about the stuff they buy. Actually, they're not. Instead, they rely on stories. Stories matter. If you bought this book, it's not because you'd already read it and liked it. You probably bought it because you'd read something else by the author, humble as he may be. Or it was recommended by a coworker. Or you read the back cover and figured it was worth a shuttle flight. Or it was face out on the bookshelf and something about it caught your eye. Or because the clerk glanced at you with awe and respect when you picked it up. There are hundreds of reasons, and not one of them has to do with your first-hand experience in actually using the product, the book. You bought the book because of a story you were able to tell yourself. Some of the stories we believe are fiction. Does walking under a ladder actually curse you with bad luck? While others are based on fact. A car with an EPA-rated mileage of 50 miles per gallon is going to need fewer fill-ups. Even if the story is based on fact, all the stories people rely on to make decisions are blown out of proportion. One story isn't the whole truth. Al Gore never said he invented the internet, and he's not prone to insane exaggeration, but it was a good story, and it helped tens of thousands of people make up their mind about him. An SUV isn't a safer car than a station wagon, but the story the car tells sure makes us feel that way, as the driver climbs on board and sits way up high. And that guy you hired in accounting, the trustworthy one with the firm handshake and the great references, you're not really certain he's not going to embezzle all your profits, but he looked you in the eye and it made you feel good to hire him, didn't it? Telling stories in an internet world. Marketers freaked out, and I use that term carefully, when the television industrial complex came crumbling down. They panicked because they'd been living and thriving under the illusion that marketing equals advertising, and when advertising stopped working, they had no idea at all what to do next. P&G and other big advertisers spent millions trying to invent television-like commercials for the web. You can still find committees and commissions that lobby for this sort of thing within the net community. Pretty quickly, though, they discovered that if people could skip the ads, they would. In an internet world, opportunity for marketers has nothing to do with recreating mass marketing and creating commercials that can't be skipped. Instead, marketers can use the many dimensions of our media culture to tell more complex stories faster and more effectively than they ever could have using television commercials. Now we know that marketing equals storytelling, and everything an organization does supports the story. So everyone is in the marketing department, and a company either tells a story that people care about, or their story disappears. How to get elected president. The brutal election of 2004 is a great case study. There are three good reasons. One, it's an event that people around the world are familiar with. Two, hundreds of millions of dollars were spent, but some of the best successes and worst failures were absolutely free. Three, there was a whole lot of storytelling going on. Why did John Kerry lose against an incumbent with near record low approval ratings after spending more than $100 million on his campaign? Simple. He didn't tell a coherent story, a lie worth remembering, a story worth sharing. People make decisions big and small based on just one thing, the lie we tell ourselves about what we're about to do. And Kerry failed to tell a story we wanted to believe. No, not a story in a speech, but living a story, consistently telling us the story in everything he did and said. From the clothes a politician wears to his spouse and his appointees, he's telling a story. Candidates sometimes want to manage response with a press release or a speech. It won't work anymore. Like him or not, George W. Bush did an extraordinary job of living the story of the strong, certain, infallible leader. John Kerry tried to win on intellect, and he lost because too few voters chose to believe a story they perceived